Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning, folks. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show, the
Taste Award nominated
Sip and Chew Show,
nationally recognized. Which we got even more big news.
Yeah, we do. But folks, I just want to mention we are brought to you by Bob's Downtown Diner.
Boy, are we!
And it is on the corner of Fat and Happy. I get fat and sassy when I go there, especially after having about 8. Mimosas. The bottomless mimosas.
Yeah. And you have 8 bottomless mimosas? So
8 bottomless.
So you've got 8 times the bottom of most people?
Well, I live close by, so.
Oh, okay.
So
somebody can carry him home.
I can get there from here. But welcome to the show. And Stu, aren't you? I mean, I'm just so giddy. I'm still giddy. Giddy?
Mike is tingling like a...
Tingling from my toes to my head.
Like a little schoolgirl.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know about a little schoolgirl, but but I am still tingly and giddy about the whole award thing we've been nominated for.
And it just keeps getting bigger, doesn't it?
It does.
And our buddy Andy McDonald, you know, threw us out a little love. And Ran Yap and Sean Sullivan, you know, yakking about us and putting stuff on the Facebook page. They like us, Michael. They really like us. And that's not the only person. Like, you know what's coming up next month, right? This is the big announcement.
Okay.
My birthday. It's my birthday. And so we're going to throw a party, aren't we?
We are. What's this, the big 5-0?
5-1.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, can we get some servers to come down to the station to sing the happy birthday song?
We ain't going to be here.
Ooh, where are you going to be?
We're going to be at the Cheese Cottage doing our next live remote February 24th.
At the Cheese Cottage, yes.
So we're going to throw my birthday party right there at the Cheese Cottage.
I can't think of a better plan.
I can crawl out of my bed and walk up the street.
And waddle on down there, can't you?
And then waddle on back. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Have you noticed, Charlie, that all the remotes that we do seem to be within waddling distance of Mike's apartment?
Yeah, what's that all about, Mike?
Well,
there are other areas on our geographic.
I guarantee you Brandon coverage. Van Hook would love to have us at the Hickory Pit one morning in Sims, and I would love it, too.
Oh, man.
And speaking of Brandon Van Hook at the Hickory Pit there in Sims, they are sponsoring a barbecue cook-off in Sims.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up soon, Brandon's going to come on in the coming weeks and talk about it with us. But he and I made a little introduction between him and someone we're hoping is going to call at 8:30, Chris Sherrill.
Uh-huh.
And maybe that's going to be a World Food Championship qualifier. You don't know. You don't know, Mike.
You never know.
Let's get something out of the way now.
Okay.
The NFL is rigged. It is obviously rigged. This is my opinion.
Yeah.
But anyone who has watched the Saints game the way it ended last week, who watched the 49ers versus Ravens Super Bowl that ended with a play exactly like that, that watched all of the playoff games that put the 49ers and the Ravens into the Super Bowl that year.
Right.
Since Roger Goodell is there, in my opinion, it has been rigged. It's just like the WWE. I don't have any interest in the NFL anymore. I don't care who stands or sits for the national anthem. That was a childish thing for people to argue about to begin with. But this is supposed to be above the board. And I guarantee you, Vegas, if they weren't trying to get a team there, would not be posting odds for the NFL anymore.
Yeah, and that brings us to the other thing, Stu, and that is how many millions of dollars exchanged hands by legalized gambling.
Mm-hmm.
The Saints got kicked out of the Super Bowl.
Right, when they got robbed.
That's right.
Yeah.
And how hard would it be to pay off?
There are senators that are wanting Roger Goodell to come to Washington, D.C. and answer some questions.
Yeah, how hard would it be to slip a little money into the pocket of an official or a ball player?
And this is not groundbreaking, folks. The NBA has been exposed as being fixed. They had an official go to prison for point shaving, and they have had officials admit that they have been called at halftime by the commissioner and told who is and is not supposed to win a game. That's why I quit watching the NBA in the 90s. The last two championships Michael Jordan won were scripted. That Bulls team was not good enough to beat that Jazz team.
Yeah.
And the officiating was obviously rigged, and I have not watched the NBA since.
Well, in the
and I love Michael Jordan. It's not that I hated the Bulls. I liked Jordan. Yeah. It was exceptional. But I don't like seeing – my sports are supposed to be the one place where I can trust that the outcome is not predetermined.
Hey, if
and I can't trust that with the NFL.
If $100 million changes hands, let's say, mm-hmm. how hard would it be to treat the family of some receiver on some mm-hmm. college team even? I mean, it's real easy to shuffle money around right. where nobody can see it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that's happening yet, mm-hmm. but I'm just not in favor of mm-hmm. the legalized stuff, because all that does is, make it legitimate.
Well, see, we complain that things are rigged in college football all the time. If they are, it's on an individual game basis. But I believe the NFL, it is predetermined in the offseason who's going to be in the Super Bowl.
Hmm.
And that's my opinion. There's more evidence to support what I'm saying than there is that the games are being officiated clearly without bias and that there's no agenda. Because there's no evidence to support that there's not an agenda by the commissioner's office.
And if true, the whole house of cards in organized sports is crumbling.
Major League Baseball has always been corrupt. That's, I always hate that phrase, the integrity of the game. Well, Major League Baseball's never had any integrity. They were rigging the World Series since the 1919.
Yeah. I haven't been watching baseball in decades
right.
or basketball.
It is a sport that banned its best players from playing in it for 75 years simply because of their color. Baseball has never had integrity. I thought football did, but the NFL, in my mm-hmm. opinion, no integrity.
Well,
and that ruined a lot of good eating last week.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I did not watch
effect.
I did not watch the AFC Championship game. I'm not boycotting because boycotting is un-American, people. You're interfering with
I watch it
interstate
for the,
trade.
I watch it for the commercials anyway.
Unless the team
I really care about is in there, but I watch it for the commercial. And the commercials haven't been that great lately.
I don't get the watching the Super Bowl for the commercials because you're going to see those commercials nonstop for the next six months.
I'm a commercial fanatic. Yeah. I'm a critic, by the way. I hate the Stanton Optical commercials. Can't stand them. There are some stupid commercials on TV.
They need to hire Mayhem. You are making them
tons of money right now
and
by talking about it.
I think the best commercial on TV locally, best local commercial on TV is David J. Maloney's, where he's sitting on top of – I'm sitting on a motorcycle. No, I'm sitting on a scooter on top of a desk, on top of a big truck. That is – because you know why?
Yeah.
Because he makes fun of himself.
Yeah.
Not only making fun of all the other lawyer commercials,
yeah.
but he's making fun of – that is the best. And he premiered that, two years ago in the Super Bowl?
I've never seen that.
During the Super Bowl time slot? It's hilarious.
I've never seen it.
And I love when people – make fun of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's why I can't hate Justin Timberlake. You know, it's natural. He's too pretty, too talented, too rich. Guys should hate him.
Mm-hmm.
But he makes fun of himself, and that makes him cool.
But we were watching, there's a new station on TV called Newsmax.
Okay.
And it's mostly conservative, but they had this whole thing on Ronald Reagan last night, and he had the gift of wit.
Oh,
and he always laughed at himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he had a way of doing it. You know, he's had just a way of doing it. But
and they showed some great World War II footage as well on Newsmax.
The Germans. Yeah,
uh-huh.
That is a great station. I really enjoy it. It's a lot of history they show.
Well, look at there. We got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Maybe we'll talk about food next.
We did. We said that Saints game ruined a lot of meals last.
It did. It ruined my appetite.
Yeah, I mean, it was just obvious.
Yeah.
What was going on?
Yeah, well,
and the NFL's ratings are not down the last 3 or 4 years because of the national anthem. They're down because people can tell it's fixed.
Yeah.
343-0106 if you want to chime in or send us a text message. If you're that one Rams fan out there that thinks the game was officiated clearly, go ahead and go back to sleep.
Call the sports station.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Simon Majumdar, and I'm telling you to listen to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. It's the best food show on the radio.
Apparently, he's not alone in that opinion.
Apparently so.
Apparently so.
And he has good taste.
Yeah. and a fine man.
A fine American. Fine man indeed. But hey, we want to talk about a few things here. I do. And, you know, after last week's show, we had a horrible, horrible tragedy happen in Mobile with an officer losing his life. And but I wanted you to know, as you know, there are fundraisers out there going on for I think Cowboys and Angels is going to have one. They threw a big one last year for Bella, Officer
that,
Bella.
That's in Tillman's Corner, isn't
it? Yes, it is. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what. They got one heck of a smoker out there. That thing, I was impressed. I had to go out there and install some paper
was
towel
it the one stuff. That was left over when it was Sonny's barbecue?
Yeah. And they got it working again, and it's huge, and it's rotisserie. And I'm falling in love with rotisserie style smokers. Okay. But anyway, I'm sure there will be another fundraiser going on there. It's going to be fundraisers all over. Get out there and support, help his family, because, you know, these people – When the officer dies, they don't have this big, deep bowl of money just to hand out to the widow and the family. You know, they're having to depend on the community to pull together.
Yep.
And I feel that if an officer is killed in the line of duty, there ought to be some type of fund or something where his wife or their spouse will never need. Right. You know, to help them just day-to-day stuff.
Right. And there should be, but the money for that goes to pay the salary of an administrator that we don't need somewhere else in government.
Absolutely, absolutely. But another thing, too, but just be mindful and look out for where the fundraiser's out there. And a lot of the things just are like $10 dinners, $10 car washes. Mm-hmm. You can give $10 to help this family out and others, those others. Because I think other fundraisers continue to go on, even for Bella and the other people. Mm-hmm. We can't forget all our fallen officers out there because they put their life on the line. But anyway, stepping up to the table. It's to fight against child abuse in our community. It's cuisine for the kids.
Cuisine
for the kids. And it's this Tuesday. And it's going to happen at a lot of restaurants around Mobile. Butch Cassidy's is one.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got table tents up everywhere in all the restaurants that are participating in it. And the funds and proceeds from that lunch time or that day are going to fight child abuse in our community. So that happens this Tuesday. So, like I said, Butch Cassidy's is one. I'm sure there are others in town. I just don't have the list in front of me.
Hey, Mike, what's table tents?
They're little A-frame-shaped little signs on the table that are about 4 inches wide.
Oh, okay. It's not covering the table.
No. It's actually a generic term that means any advertisement on a table at a restaurant or establishment like that.
Yeah.
That's what we in the industry call any of those advertisements on the table.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting thing to point out. The National Restaurant Association says that putting one of those on your table is very effective advertising.
It's a silent salesman.
However, having more than one
is
the equivalent of having nothing. If you have more than one table tent on the table, they don't look at anything.
It's too cluttered.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway,
I've been in restaurants where you couldn't eat because there were five or six of them on there.
Or they're covered in plastic on the tabletop.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But you can go to the Child Advocacy Center's website or their Facebook page.
They're a great organization.
They are. I've done stuff in the past for them.
Right.
But we want to keep our friend William Stitt, Billy Stitt, the Billy's Bacon. His wife was just recently diagnosed with breast cancer, and we have several friends whose wives have come down with some form of cancer. Mm-hmm. Pete Bloom and some other chef friends of ours and people in the industry, you know, keep these people in your prayers, please. Mm-hmm. Billy and them just found out, and you know, he's got a great product. He's mm-hmm. got a great brand with Billy's Bacon, and recently I think they just changed 27 Grill's name over to Billy's on 181. And
Billy's old 27 Grill now.
I saw the sign the other day. It said Billy's.
Okay.
So we got a brand new sign out there.
Spanking new.
Yeah, I'm spanking you. And also, I lost a longtime friend yesterday. The other day, Bob Jones of J&J Furniture passed away. He's had a lot of health problems the last several years. But I first met him at a wine dinner at the Bevel Club over 32 years ago.
Wow.
And so our relationship's always been about wine. But, you know, I used to buy I would buy furniture from him and over there. And he had – well, I guess that's what prompted him to open up the Daphne location of J&J, because the furniture quality was, like, way up there.
Half of our furniture in my house is from J&J.
I still got some. And but he would say, Mike – I was over there for a wine dinner at his house one night. He said, let me show you this bedroom suit I had custom made. And he said, I'm going to order you one, okay? So he ordered me one, and I paid for it. But, yeah, it took about 4 months to get it in because they had to custom make it. But that's the kind of guy he was, you know? And but you know, I said, you gonna give me your brother-in-law rates or your friend rates or your family rates? But he was a great guy, big wine enthusiast. And yesterday I went to Senior Bowl, but I didn't go to the football game. I went to the tents.
Mm-hmm.
And
Tent City.
The tents. And Piggly Wiggly had one huge, it was huge, I tell you, huge.
Yeah.
Saw Deborah.
Yeah, Hall Sausage was there and went over extremely well from what I understand.
It was a great success, and congratulations to Kamal Constantine and the whole Piggly Wiggly, Danny Manning, and the whole Piggly Wiggly family. They had a great event there yesterday. Mm-hmm. And Bo Jackson was there.
Bo Jackson.
And everybody wanted their picture of it, so they had like a mile-long line of people. But finally, as it was dwindling down, me and Lou Ann got our picture made with him, and I put my arm around. I said, you know, you were on my radio show not too long ago. He says, what was that? And I said, Sip and Chew. I'm like, oh, yeah. And he shook my hand, and we got our picture made.
You got another picture with him.
Another picture with him.
That wasn't the only thing going on yesterday either.
Yeah.
Down on the island, they had the Little Red Schoolhouse wings and chili cook-off. And WFC was involved with that, World Food Championships, in running some of the judging and things. But Gene Fox ran the event and everything. And I dropped Heather off at it. She was judging the event. And then I had to go work.
Yeah.
That's why I wasn't at the Senior Bowl or down there. But, you know, beautiful weather down on the island.
Yeah.
They had it at Pirates. And it seemed to go over
Pirates.
Really
love
well.
Love Pirates.
Really well. And from all appearances, they had a great showing yesterday.
Good.
I had one question.
Yeah.
If you went to the tailgater under the tents at the Senior Bowl, did they let you take the food into the stadium? Or
no,
did you
it's,
have to
it's
eat
outside
it
the stadium. That's outside the stadium.
Well, I knew that.
Yeah. And but they had the Piggly Wiggly area fenced off completely, but it was used. It's like half a parking lot, it looked like. But they had like 20-something tents set up, and they had vendors under each one. And then the one for Bo's Burgers, they were there cooking burgers. It was like the longest line there except for getting your picture made with Bo. But they were handing out Reese's Peanut Butter Cups everywhere. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups everywhere there.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't checked Panini Pete's this week. Usually this week he does a peanut butter stuffed beignet.
Really?
For the Senior Bowl because it's sponsored by Reese's.
A peanut butter stuffed beignet. Yeah. Now, that sounds like something I'd love to get a hold of.
All right, real quick, Thursday night.
Yeah.
We're throwing my birthday party at Cheese Cottage, and I are, live on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, we had to go scope things out the other night, so Heather and I go to the Raclette happy hour they have on Thursdays now from 4 to 8. Raclette is a type of cheese from Switzerland.
And you notice I live right down the road from there, and I don't.
And you've never been.
I don't get invited to nothing.
And you've never.
I see it on Facebook.
You know it's a business. It's not a party.
Hey, Stu. No, Stu should say, Mike, we're in your neighborhood. You want to come join us? I don't ever get an invite.
Yeah, it's because it's a business. If you want to go there, you just walk in the door and give them money. That's how this works. It's not a party.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a social club. Anyway, raclette is this giant wheel of cheese, and then they have a thing called a raclette melter, and it just melts the cheese from the wheel, and then they just goo it down onto your plate with your charcuterie, which in this case was roasted redskin potatoes, onions, bell pepper, and Billy's pork belly with a little brown sugar on it. Oh, my
gosh. Okay,
all
right, I got a question. Charcuterie. Explain to people what a charcuterie is.
Charcuterie is the French word for salami, basically. It's sausage making.
So
and also includes mousses and aspic.
Knack could have wrote the song, My Charcuterie. My Charcuterie.
People would know who they are now. But, yeah, charcuterie, it's just, you know, it's press meats is another name for it. It's anything you grind it up, you press it into a casing, and you cure it. It's usually salt cured, lots of salt involved. Salami, pepperoni, capicola, prosciutto, all this falls under charcuterie or salumi.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You learned today. 5 to 7 on that raclette, by the way.
Okay.
Now 4 to 8. Oh, good. I'm glad we didn't get there at 4.
That's a good thing. With a little slice of love. When you come back, you finish telling us.
Oh, I want to listen to Adam. I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land. Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes, 'cause I got a bad case of the gout. I know you want seconds on the corn dogs, but there's no reason to shout. Everybody gets enough food down here in Halong's Lady Land.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, this is Patty from the warehouse, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Saw her yesterday.
Did you now?
Got a big old hug.
Oh, out at the Senior Bowl. Mm-hmm. She's going to be on the show February 10th.
Why?
Because Valentine's Day is February
14th.
Hey, since Patty Cakes was just on just then, Fox and Friends this morning was reporting that today is National Chocolate Cake Day. And I'm just curious, is there any place, if you wanted to get chocolate cake for breakfast, that somebody would know where we might go to get some?
Publix.
Oh, no, I'm talking about a restaurant.
I don't know. Let's see.
Well, you know, Pullman's, they sell a lot of their stuff by the slice, too, if it was a day or so old. I used to love going in there and get a birthday cake.
Oh, yeah.
And they cut it squares and sell it by the slices. And
why wouldn't you serve cake for breakfast? At Waffle House?
Look.
No, they don't have cake. No. Well,
it's got eggs.
Mm-hmm.
It's got milk.
Right.
Sure.
Flour, which you make pancakes out of.
It's
pancakes.
Pancakes. I was craving pancakes last night.
You could always put bacon on top of the cake, I guess.
You put bacon in the chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Some candied bacon would be good.
Chocolate. Sprinkles.
Mm. Chocolate.
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles. But we were talking about charcuterie. Charcuterie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's French for salami.
Well, it's the same process in France. It's called charcuterie. Italy, it's called salumi or salumieri. I believe a salumieri is a place that makes salumi. It's just cured and pressed food. It's ancient ways of curing food that happen to taste fantastic.
Okay.
And it's a whole art with it. You've got the mousses. I also mentioned aspects, what's called pressed meat, pâté. Falls under charcuterie.
Oh, okay.
And tureens, which
Vienna sausage.
Honestly.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah, it's a press meat.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a sterling example of charcuterie, but it's an example of charcuterie. But pâtés are very, very common. So, you can get a little charcuterie, you get that raclette, and they just kind of just – the cheese gets bubbly and even crisps up, Charlie. It gets crispy and a little charred on top, and then they just drip it right on your taters.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it was good.
You know, there's a lot of little things like that that can make a tremendous difference.
Yeah, and they do it every Thursday, and it was just a fantastic – it was a little cool. They had blankets to put on people and all of this. It was just – they had live – you know, it's right outside where they're doing all of this. Mm-hmm. They have it set out there. Their chef is set out there doing it. And it was just a great time. And as we were leaving, some of your fellow Detente folks were starting to show up. You know, they had to get home and take off the tuxedos and ball gowns that you folks in Detente wear every day for work.
We have an image uphill.
Right. And they got, you know, they started slumming around in their Armanis and stuff like that to come down there. And the Cheese Cottage is such a great little atmosphere. It's very friendly. It's very cozy. Well, you wouldn't know, would you?
I've been there.
Okay.
I've been there.
You finally been there.
When's the date again?
February 24th that we're going to be there.
Okay. So
I haven't had any charcuterie there.
Yeah.
Charcuterie.
They do cheese boards with a little charcuterie on it. But, you know, it's a cheese cottage, so they're mostly known for the cheeses. And the cheese is just amazing, and they get it from all over the place. You need to keep an eye on Facebook to see when they have specials like this.
They appear to have a great wine selection as well.
They do very good with the vino. You would be
me
happy.
Being a wine snobbier,
in the correct term, wine-o.
Wine-o.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, what?
Anyway.
You said anyway, and then you stopped and started reading a text message. So.
Well, I'm waiting for our buddy to call.
Our buddy Taxman called in how to prepare chitlins with his soul food, and Mike adequately said, wash the crap out of them. So there's step one, Taxman, wash the crap out of them. Cleaning is a big part. I've never made chitlins. I have no desire to make chitlins.
And the aroma that fills the whole house.
Yeah. But, you know.
Hey, do each his own. I like crackling bread.
Love crackling bread.
Yeah.
And Mike's just sitting here just texting out. Well, are you on Amazon? Are you?
Mike, we're doing a show.
He's on Domino's.com ordering a breakfast pizza.
No, I'm ordering a chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake for Charlie.
I just wonder, you know, somebody's got to have cake on the menu.
Mm-hmm. Well, any 24-hour place that has cake, you could go there for breakfast.
Cracker
and order
Barrel,
cake.
Maybe.
Yeah. I had a friend when I lived in Nashville. We used to have a Denny's here in Mobile. Good little, you know, it wasn't great, but there was just something funky about it that you liked.
Good food, but no service.
There were 7 Denny's in Nashville. And, you know, they used to have that thing where you could eat for free on your breakfast. I picked out on my breakfast because I went to all 7 of them. You know, I'd be
on
there
on your birthday.
Yeah, one minute after midnight on my birthday, I'd be at the first one.
Uh-huh.
Pig out, wake up, go have breakfast at another one.
Yeah,
go have lunch at one, have a late lunch at another one, have an early dinner at one, and then right before midnight have another dinner.
So your birthday,
yeah. But my friend would go in, David, and the first thing he'd do: do you have chocolate silk pie? Yeah, I'll start with that, please, and make sure there's a slice for dessert.
By the way, there's still a Denny's on Mobile Highway in Pensacola, and the service is as quick as any fast food joint. So the Mobile service issue is what killed him, I think.
And the location.
There's also an exit 50 if you get off at that second Ocean Springs exit to go to the casinos.
Have been before.
There's a Denny's right there.
Okay. Yeah, I have been to that one before specifically because it was the closest Denny's.
Yeah.
To me. The Zesty Nachos are – they're terrible, and I love them. You know, it's a guilty pleasure.
I'm just looking. You know, they're about to open a La Quinta Inn over here. La Quinta, across the street. Mm-hmm. But I wonder what's going to happen to this one. Although I don't. care. But
they all move over there.
The empty real estate. I'm looking at the empty real estate. The Billards just closed down. That's an empty building. You got the old Denny's. Mm-hmm. That was a neat little restaurant that was in there for a little while.
Bacon and eggs, ham and eggs.
Empty real estate. I hope there's some entrepreneurs out there with a little bit of money in their pocket.
Well, there's a new building under construction, and I still haven't figured out what that's going to be.
I don't know if that's going to be a car lot or a big convenience.
Well, it's got a big two-bay garage on the back of it.
It's probably going to be some type of Something to do with automobiles.
Tire place, maybe?
Oh, speaking of big place convenience stores, I went to Bucky's the other day.
Really? Tell us about it. Give us a report. Yeah. Tell me about the beef jerky aisle.
It's a wall. It's beef jerky everywhere. Big walls of beef jerky everywhere.
And for those that don't know, is it on the expressway?
At the corner.
Yeah.
Of I-10 and the Beach Express. You can't miss it. 120 gas pumps.
Is it the first Bucky's outside of Texas?
Yeah, yes. very first Bucky's outside of Texas. The only thing I will say, and maybe it's just too soon right now, they don't have a lot of local stuff. Now, if tourists coming through, they like to buy things that are produced locally in this market.
Yeah, like Bama Jam.
Yeah, that or Perdido Vineyard Wine or
Hall Sausage.
Things like that, Billy's Bacon.
Tons of local products.
But they don't have any local products there.
Yeah.
It's all Bucky stuff, which is great. That's what Bucky's is. It's their dime. But they need to have local things.
Hey, Phil, who's on the phone?
But here's the other thing, too.
I can't tell who's on the line.
I was looking at their Mardi Gras shirts. I was looking at their Mardi Gras shirts, and they're horrible.
Well, good morning, Chris.
He's in here somewhere.
You there, Chris?
Yeah.
Well, what's up this morning?
Can you hear us, Chris?
Uh-oh.
Well, did he just hang up?
I think he lost his...
Well, I don't know.
We'll see if he calls back.
Okay.
But no, I was looking at Bucky's Mardi Gras t-shirts, and I'm going, these are horrible. Who designed these things? They must have got somebody from California to design them. I'm just being constructive. You have to live with constructive criticism. Their Mardi Gras shirts are horrible. It's like somebody from another world who's never been to Mardi Gras designed these things. They're just horrible. Anyway, get some
local
stuff.
Maybe that's how Mardi Gras is celebrated in Texas. You know, Corpus Christi has one of the largest Mardi Gras celebrations in the country.
Do they call it festival?
No, they call it Mardi Gras.
Oh, okay, because South America.
Well, Mardi Gras is everywhere. I've got friends. I used to have mail beads and stuff to places in out west, friends of mine that are from here that are out there, and they said, mail me some beads and moon pies and stuff, and I'd mail it to them so they could have their own.
They can't buy moon pies somewhere else?
Not our moon pies.
Yeah, that's true. We do get a special moon pie from Mardi Gras. They make one, a special flavor each year just for Mobile Mardi Gras.
From the Chattanooga Bakery?
Yep.
Have you ever been to the Chattanooga moon pie store downtown?
No, I have not, but I have been to Chattanooga.
I have too.
I have been to.
I've seen the Chattanooga Choo Choo before.
Hey, did you see what I posted last night right before bed?
No.
Booked our Airbnb for Dallas, Texas next year.
I saw that.
You get this. It's an apartment. It's an apartment.
Well,
a little later this year, yeah, in October. It's an apartment, Mike, right near Baylor, less than $400 for the week.
Really?
Wow. That's everything included, less than $400 for the week.
Airbnb? Airbnb
is to hotels what Uber is to taxis.
Yeah.
It is a better, cheaper option because there's not a bunch of government regulation driving the prices up.
Right.
That's why a cab's so expensive, folks. Probably 90% of what you pay in a cab goes to the government.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like the gas tank. All government. It's just like when you buy gasoline, the oil company's not getting rich off that. They're making maybe 20 cents off a gallon. The gas station itself, 3 to 4 cents. The rest of it is taxes.
Especially in Baldwin County because it's like 20, 30 cents more gallon over there.
Yeah.
Than it is.
If you take the taxes off of gasoline, we're paying less than 40 cents a gallon for it.
Yeah.
That's how much tax there is.
And the thing is, every state has their own requirements, regulations on gas emissions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so gas is different in every state. If there was just one gas, one unleaded, one premium.
Or just leave it up to the individual gas stations what they want to do.
You wouldn't have all those
prices. Because that's the truth. Every gas station in Mobile uses the same gas. There's no difference. They just put different additives based on the brand. 343-0106. We got one segment left. Spamdy spam.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Tony over at Bob's Downtown Restaurant. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Hey, we know him.
I know him. Hey, that's a fine, and he likes our bumper music.
And sponsor of our show.
Sponsor of our show, yes.
Morning,
Tony. He's at the corner of Fat and Happy. I may be at the corner today.
Actually, I must be Happy Street and your Conti. Joachim?
Actually, that's the website, Mike.
Huh?
That's actually the website.
Oh, yeah.
I know where he is, though. He's two blocks west of Seville. Bienville Square.
Somebody's thinking about going dancing, aren't
Pensacola
they?
Pensacola flashback, and or a block north of Cathedral Square.
Hey, Thomas sent us a picture of a cute little girl.
With a delicious-looking chicken.
With a chicken on it. I don't know. Thomas, is that going to be dinner today or lunch?
The chicken.
Is that chocolate cake?
I'm talking about the chicken. Yeah, chicken. That's a mighty skinny chicken, though. It don't look like it'll feed a whole lot of people.
It must be a fryer.
Oh, okay. I mean, I grew up.
Yes, eventually.
Remember my aunts and my grandmother and them, they'd go right out into the chicken yard and just grab a chicken.
By the head, whip it around till it broke.
Well, they actually tied their legs up and then walked along with a real sharp knife.
That'll work.
My grandpa used to just wring its neck.
Yeah.
Hold it.
That's when chicken was actually healthy.
Well, I think you're talking about the stress. You know, maybe adrenaline flow through their body, and it made it
does not taste good.
It made it taste good to me.
But, no. The adrenaline doesn't taste good. You're trying to stop that from going.
First time I saw that, I didn't eat chicken for a couple of months.
It didn't slow me down a bit.
I know. I was tender.
Me next.
I had named all the chickens in his coop. That was the problem.
But
Charlie tastes delicious.
Hey, the other day I had a hankering. I was driving around.
You were hankering?
I had a hankering. I said, I want some Sloppy Joes. Mm. I want some Sloppy Joes. But I don't want a Sloppy Joe out of a can.
Yeah.
So I went
You mean the original Sloppy Joe?
I just wanted a Sloppy Joe recipe. Mm. So I went to Google. Like you always tell, go to Google.
You always say that.
Go to Google. So I went to Google, and I looked at several of these recipes, and I'm trying to think of what I have at home and what I'm going to need to buy. So I went ahead and went to Google, and I'm bad about when I measure things out, like if it says a tablespoon, kind of going over the tablespoon a little bit and not level tablespoons of this and that. So I got the brown sugar out, and I just scooped it like ice cream, scooped it and put it in there. Well,
That's called a heaping.
A heaping, scoop, yeah. Well, I should have leveled it off because it made my sloppy joe. It was delicious, by the way.
Recipes have quantities for a reason.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a especially recipe for sloppy joes that called for brown sugar.
All of them did. Every recipe I came across had
brown
sugar.
It's pretty much tomato sauce, tomato paste.
Brown sugar and onion and bell pepper. But anyway, I did.
Bailey's original barbecue sauce with root beer barbecue sauce.
I could probably do that.
Yeah.
But the sugar, it was too sweet. Mm-hmm. So I had trouble going to sleep that night, and I was out of Jack Daniels. So take a few shots. I did have to take a few shots of Jack Daniels last week to go to sleep after we got our
new
exciting
news. For Jack Daniels.
Huh? Yeah. But, no, it just made it too sweet. So I'm going to do it again when I get a hankering. I'll make sure
it's
I level
it
up.
Add chili flakes to it. Add some heat.
I thought about that. Yeah, there was one recipe that called for that.
All of them should. Anything is better with chili flakes added.
Yeah. I'm a Google hankering.
A hankering Google.
Slang for craving.
So I just got a friend request from Katabalawa David No. No, you're not going to get my friend request. Wonder where he, what country he's from.
No, he's the host of a show on Food Network, but you go ahead and decline it.
So anyway, so what you going to do this week?
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot. That's what we do. We work a lot.
I know that for a fact.
I'm not going to watch any football.
No. Football season's over for me.
And permanently, NFL-wise, I have no interest in it anymore. It's just, I'm just done with it. I'll stick with college football until it gets too ridiculous, and then I guess I'll be out at Spore. I don't watch any of the rest of them anymore. Because
yeah. Hey, I like to listen to Sean. You know, I drive around and say
Sean Sullivan. He's a friend of mine. He works here.
In the morning time. Yeah, at noon. But they were talking the other day about Board of Health stuff and the regulate. Well, I think it's him and Rob Holbert were talking about it. But the ridiculousness of the I happen to know that JT at Callahan's is trying to open a new restaurant up over on O'Shell right across from the Dewdrop.
Right.
Anyway, he's trying to get Board of Health people in there to inspect, and there's nobody to – they're running, and I knew this from the Brick Pit. They were running a year behind on inspections.
Oh yeah,
in Mobile. Why haven't they hired more people?
I don't know, but I can tell you this: from what I understand, Mobile County Health Department is the only health department in the state that is not controlled by the state health department.
Huh?
Their rules are made up on the spot.
Hey, we got a caller here, Carol.
Good morning, Carol. Good morning, Carol. A few minutes. What's going on?
I just wondered if you've ever eaten at Teresa's Barbecue in Baymanette.
No, I have eaten at Streets every time I've gone to Baymanette to eat. So tell me about Teresa's Barbecue.
Well, Teresa's Barbecue is on Oak Street in Baymanette, and I had lunch there for the first time ever this week, and I had ribs that were just falling off the bone.
Oh, wow.
And really good. And I met a man on the street who said he had worked for Teresa and at Streets for years and years and years. And he said they've got some mighty good ribs in there.
Oh, well, if they're taking that same attention to detail that Streets has into a barbecue, there's a lot of good barbecue places in Baldwin County. Buster's.
You mentioned that one
Papa
time.
Papa Day's.
Yeah. So what would you say is Teresa's their feature? Are they a rib? You said the ribs were really good, but are they a ribs place? Or they do brisket? Do they have chicken?
Pulled pork?
They have a little bit of everything. I don't think they had brisket. They had a special that was like two ribs and a dozen shrimp or something like that.
Oh, my.
But just a variety of, barbecue-related things. They say they make all their own slaw and potato salad and stuff. But it was good.
Well, thank you very much, Carol. That's
I don't get up to Baymanette, but I'm supposed to be.
It's on Oak Street.
Oak Street, yeah.
It's on Oak Street, near the courthouse.
I'll have to try it because I am on a
courthouse in Baymanette.
I am on a quest for good barbecue.
And
so far, what I've found in Baldwin County, my favorite so far is Buster's and Papa Dave's.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't had Papa Dave's. I've had L.A., which is fantastic.
Papa Dave's looks like a shed on the side of the road, and it's great.
Where is that?
It's Corner Section and Twin Beach Road.
Oh, yeah. I had lunch there the other day. That made an almost decent Brunswick stew.
Heck, we need to hang out with Carol. She goes to barbecue for lunch every day, it seems like.
Barbecue chips.
Well, I went to Buster's because I heard that on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been to a barbecue place there years ago where a black guy did it. It was really better than this. But anyway, it was good.
Well, I'll tell you what I like about Buster's are sides, too. So. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That makes a lot of difference.
Always glad to hear from Baymanette.
So.
And who was the other barbecue place you mentioned?
I said L.A. Barbecue down in Robertsdale, Somerdale. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since
I've been there.
They have every sauce that you can find regionally.
See, I don't eat sauce. I eat the meat, no sauce.
Yeah.
I'm a,
but this gives you can't eat chicken without white sauce. It's un-Alabamian.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay.
Well, folks, get out there to support these things that I was mentioned earlier that help with these fundraisers and the Child Advocacy Center with there's a lot going on.
Right.
And we're getting in spring and it's a lot going on.
Oh, it's fixing to get crunk around here.
It is.
I have been in contact with the folks at the Alberta Sausage Festival this year, Mike. They're interested in coming on in March. So, folks, get out there.
Support local, buy local.
All that stuff.
Tip your servers on your tips.
And
provolone.
Provolone.
Eat some cake.
It's a mighty good food. It's a great day when I'm in the mood. Cowboys will come from the near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ate 2 before 5 cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty life. Eat steak, eat steak, eat a big